At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, you guys, this is The Mask, and you guys are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. And you know what? You are smoking!
Hello and welcome to episode 80 of Tooncast Beyond, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I am one of your hosts, TFG and Mike, and joining me is Eduardo. Hello, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. And in between our X-Men coverage, we are going to be talking about a very emotional Pixar film. Inside Out is what we'll be talking about. And
I've never shared with you my motto for what I consider to be the Pixar motto, have I?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, for me, with Pixar movies, especially those directed by Pete Docter, I think that the motto should be, Pixar, your tears sustain us.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
If you're not crying like a baby, we're not doing our job.
Exactly. Your tears should be, you know, be paying for our kids' college educations forever.
Pretty much.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So, when did you well, this movie came out 2 years ago, but, like, did you really, like, are you that big of a Pixar fan? You're like, oh my god, I have to go see this in theaters.
No, but I am a Disney fan. My wife is a Disney fan. So, of course, new Pixar movie, we had to go see it.
Had to go see it.
Had to. And just, wow, we should have... I warned people about Coco with this, and it's like, yeah, bring tissue. Actually, I said it plural. I said tissues.
Exactly. If you've got an issue, here's a tissue. All right. So I'm the same. I'm kind of the same way. I'm a Disney fan. I'm a Pixar fan to a certain extent. There are several Pixar movies I do not like. At least Pixar did not almost kill me. So there's that. DreamWorks. When I did that spotlight way back when on this podcast, season when originally Tooncast Beyond was going to have 9 different quote unquote seasons where we talk about various things from a specific genre of cartoon thing. And one of those was going through at the time all of the currently released DreamWorks films. By the time I hit Flushed Away, I was done. Like, I never wanted to watch a DreamWorks movie ever again. But yeah, anyway, I am a Disney fan. I am a Pixar fan. Pixar are so much better than obviously some of the DreamWorks stuff. I don't think I saw this one in theaters. If I did, I don't remember. It's been too long at this point. Too much crap has happened in my life, and too much crap and too much good stuff has happened in my life for the last 2 years that I don't remember seeing this in theaters. I remember seeing it, you know, on media and whatever else, so there's that. We do have Just the Facts, folks. We're going to get to our segment monkey from the Great White North, JT from Saskatoon, for Just the Facts. We'll be back after this.
Hey guys, it's JT from Saskatoon here with a Just the Facts on Inside Out. Riley Anderson is a little girl growing up in Minnesota, and inside her head are joy, sadness, fear, disgust, and anger. 5 basic emotions that guide Riley as she experiences her life. Joy acts as the leader of the group, directing everything so as to keep Riley happy and carefree. As a result, sadness is often shunned by the rest and kept away from the control console inside their HQ. Riley's experiences are converted into memories in the form of colored orbs and stored in her long-term memory every night as she sleeps. Her core memories are stored in hubs that power emotional islands that form her personality. However, after turning 11, Riley is uprooted from her happy life and moves with her family to San Francisco when her dad starts a new business. The move does not go well for the family, their possessions are lost in the move, and their new home is old and in disrepair. And Riley begins to feel neglected by her father, who is too busy with his new business to be there for his daughter. These poor first encounters lead to Riley crying in front of her new class and embarrassing herself after sadness touches the control console. This creates a sad core memory, and Joy tries to get rid of it in a panic, causing her, sadness, and the other core memories to be sucked out of HQ and into the maze of Riley's long-term memory. With joy and sadness gone, anger, fear, and disgust attempt to maintain Riley's emotional stability, but they ultimately fail, and anger makes the decision to influence Riley to go back to Minnesota, thinking this will cause her to make new happy memories. Meanwhile, Joy and Sadness are wandering the memory storage and come across Bing Bong, Riley's childhood imaginary friend. He suggests they ride the train of thought back to HQ, but the ride is cut short when Riley falls asleep. They use her dreams to wake her up and to continue their trip, but are derailed once again when one of her personality islands collapses and Riley steals her mom's credit card to run away. Joy abandons Sadness at this point, believing that she will only hurt Riley further. But on her journey back to HQ, Joy and Bing Bong get stuck in the memory dump. Breaking down, Joy starts to lose hope, but rediscovers a forgotten sad memory that became happy, prompting her to realize sadness serves a very important function after all. Her resolve restored, Joy and Bing Bong attempt to escape from the memory dump with the core memories, using Bing Bong's wagon rocket, only to realize they are too heavy to make the jump. Bing Bong nobly sacrifices himself by jumping into the memory dump, allowing Joy to escape. She reunites with Sadness and apologizes, and together they make their way back to HQ. They discover that anger has destroyed the control console, rendering Riley depressed and apathetic. To the surprise of the rest, Joy allows Sadness to reinstall the core memories, turning them sad, which in turn snaps Riley out of her funk. Returning home, Riley breaks down crying, apologizing to her parents, telling them that she misses life in Minnesota, which her parents acknowledge and reciprocate because they miss Minnesota too. As Riley processes this, a new island starts to form, representing her acceptance of her new situation. As we end the film, we move forward a year, and we see Riley is now happy once again, having adapted to her new home, making new friends, and discovering new hobbies, All of this has happened under the direction of the five emotions, who are now working from a new console, allowing them all to contribute to Riley's emotional growth. Released on June 19th, 2015, Inside Out is the 15th film made by Pixar, the production company behind Toys R Us and Monsters, Inc. The film was directed by Peter Docter, who also directed the 2009 Pixar film Up and contributed his own story ideas and concepts to the script writing process. The five emotions were voiced by SNL alum Amy Poehler as Joy, Phyllis Smith as Sadness, Lewis Black as Anger, rather appropriate when you think about it, Bill Hader as Fear, and Mindy Kaling as Disgust. The cast also featured Richard Kind as Bing Bong, Caitlin Diaz as Riley, Jean Smart and Kyle MacLachlan as Riley's parents, as well as the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Flea, the legendary Frank Oz, and Pixar mainstay John Ratzenberger in other various roles. From conception in 2009 to its 2015 release, Inside Out took almost 6 years of development, the script alone taking 4 years by itself, according to the director. The film was produced on a budget of $175 million and eventually came away with $857 million at the box office, making it the 14th most successful animated film of all time and the 7th most successful film of 2015. Critics were united in their praise of the film, many calling it a return to form for Pixar. The overwhelmingly positive reviews and praise for Inside Out have generated a Metacritic score of 94 out of 100 and a certified fresh 98% satisfaction rating on Rotten Tomatoes. In all honesty, Inside Out is one of the Pixar movies that I identify with the most. The story of conflicting emotions, having to deal with unwanted changes, and the creation of new memories is one that really got to me. It's a beautiful film. It lets kids know that it's okay to be sad sometimes. No, I'm not crying. Shut up. This has been Just the Facts for Inside Out. I'm JT from Saskatoon. Back to you guys.
We are back. Thank you so much, JT from Saskatoon, for Just the Facts on Inside Out. The plot of this movie is really interesting. Exploring a child's emotions, like, I don't think I've seen that before on, at least in animation, like not in a Disney Pixar kind of scale.
Yeah, you know, it's something that's Pixar's bread and butter, taking objects that don't have human feelings and giving them human feelings, whether it's Cars, whether it's Toy Story, whether it's this movie, and even whether it's A Bug's Life.
Yeah, absolutely. 'Cause we all know Ants is better. That's the one DreamWorks movie I'll say was so much better than A Bug's Life.
That had Sly Stallone, didn't it?
Yep. As a giant ant. So this movie, basically, it explores Riley at the age of 11 and her emotions and all of that, and they show these emotions and Riley's memories as, you know, this whole factory, and it's her emotions are split up into different islands, which I think is cool. She and her parents moved to San Francisco for her father's new business. That's it, San Francisco. You've officially ruined pizza.
Yep.
Like, ugh.
Yeah, God. I'm sorry. I gotta agree with Anger on that one. They ruined, you know, that's not pizza, dude. That's a lot of things. It's not pizza.
I don't even think a Turtle of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Variety would have pizza in San Francisco. No. Like, uh-uh.
Well, at least not the broccoli thing.
Anger is my favorite.
Yeah.
It's Lewis Black. I mean, how can you go wrong?
Really? Oh, yeah, perfect. Well, the voice cast was spot on. Like, I like the choices for the voice cast.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, voice cast, you have Amy Poehler as Joy, Phyllis Smith as Sadness, Lewis Black as Anger, Bill Hader as Fear, Mindy Kaling as Disgust, which is really, really fun. You've got Richard Kind as Bing Bong, so...
Oh, God. Bing Bong.
Mark from Mad About You, Mark and Fran... Oh, Lord.
That's an oldie. That's an oldie and a goodie.
Mm-hmm. You got Yoda in this as the subconscious guard, Dave.
Yep.
Frank Oz.
You know, Disney now owns Star Wars, which means they can call up the Star Wars actors and be like, hey, want to be in this movie?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you got John Ratzenberger as Fritz. What's a Pixar movie without Cliffy, right?
Oh yeah, that's probably in his contract. It's like, you know, I was gonna go skiing with my family. Nope, you're doing this Pixar movie. But you know, I don't have to be in it. You are going to voice this guy on the street, and you're gonna love it, sir. you got my soul, don't you? Yes. Yes, yep, we do.
Pretty much. What I loved is because this is based around Riley's emotions, showing the emotions of her father and her, like, showing the parents' emotion. It's just seeing how different worlds the two parents are living in with their emotions. Yeah. Like, absolutely love that.
It's stuff like, it's one of those things where you laugh because it's like, yeah, that's probably exactly what's going on in our heads. You know, like when, you know, it's like, she's talking to you. Say something. Say something. Just nod. Just nod.
Nod. Yeah. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Exactly. It's like,
or you know, or I'm sure, or the you know, the wife like closing her eyes and there's the handsome Latin guy with the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yep. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's happened. I'm sure there are a couple of times I geek out too much and my wife has the guy with the helicopter in her head. It's like, yeah, I know that's happening. I know that's happening. I accept it. I accept it. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. So basically what happens here is that Joy, she's the main emotion, main character, I guess you could say, out of the emotions, and she wants everything to be shiny, happy people, nice, nothing bad ever fucking happens. You're not living in the real world, Joy. And they all, like, heaven forbid sadness do anything.
Mm-hmm. Like,
oh my god. It's the end of the world if sadness touches the controls at headquarters. And sadness touched a control, everybody freaks out, sadness leaves, Joy has to go after her. Yada, yada, yada. Leaving anger, disgust, and fear back at headquarters to have some sort of, I don't know what the hell they're doing back there. Some sort of office party or whatever. They're trying to keep the whole thing together because Joy's pretty much the one that keeps it all together anyway. I do like the journey that Joy and Sadness go on. With, yeah, you know, going into the long-term memory and, you know, rediscovering Riley's kind of long-forgotten childhood kind of a thing. And in the beginning of the movie, when they have the interactions between the emotions and the effects of what they do, like, out in the real world, like, you know, Riley doesn't like something or whatever else, disgust goes in there, hits a button, and it ends up making Riley make a face or whatever, like a... I like that. I think that's funny. I think Anger could use his own animated series. you'd have to have Lewis Black, like, you know, on standby all the time.
Well, and as we're recording this, Star Wars: The Last Jedi came out, and there's been some controversy. So I mean, hell, you could do an entire like multi-part episode of Anger just being like, damn it, why'd you do that? Damn you, Lucasfilm and Disney.
Damn it, George, quit screwing with the movies.
Yeah, there you go. Anger watches the prequels. Metachlorians! Meta-freaking-chlorians, are you kidding me?
That would be funny. That would be so funny. What else about this did you like or didn't you like? Was there anything that you didn't really care for out of this one?
First of all, we gotta like turn back a little bit because before the movie was, you know, the usual Pixar short, and this one was called Lava, about a singing volcano.
Volcanoes should not sing.
Yeah, I just, my thing is that I'm like, okay, so we have a singing volcano. This guy is watching everybody hook up around him. And, you know, here he is, poor guy, you know, not getting any. And then it's like, what gets me is, you know, he's singing. It's like that, you know, that version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow that's kind of Hawaiian.
Right.
Right. It's like, I hate that song. I hate it because it feels like every time I hear it, it's something depressing. Like they use it in the movie 50 First Dates. I hate 50 First Dates. I think it's the most depressing thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, come on. That movie is funny.
No, it's depressing because this poor woman can't remember anything. Like, imagine but all the moments. It's like every day is this slog because she has to remember shit.
But that's like the point. That's the point of that movie, though, because she meets him and he wants to make her remember every day. So he goes about doing all these things to be able to have, like, by the end of the movie, they're on the boat in Alaska. She wakes up, first thing she sees is the videotape, and she remembers, so she's okay for the day, like, you know. Yeah,
but it's like, because it's like, you know, she can't even remember that she has a kid. It's like, God, that's sad.
Okay, so now I'm going to throw you under the bus. Are you telling me if Trish got into a car accident and she lost her long-term memory and she only had short-term or whatever it was that Lucy had, like, all that stuff, you mean to tell me you would not make her fall in love with you every day for the rest of your lives after that?
Yes, I would.
Okay,
yes, I would.
Of course you would. That's the same thing.
Okay, but
that's what that movie is.
Okay, there's one thing about real life, another thing about movies. Like, I'm one of those that I like to, that with a few exceptions, I like to kind of get away from, you know, I don't like to be depressed in film. So, like, for example, The Descendants with George Clooney. And that Divergent girl, Shailene Woodley, or however you pronounce her name.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it's good. It's a good movie, but wow, it's depressing as hell. You know, and I think that uses that thing of Somewhere Over the Rainbow again. But like,
you want to know what's really depressing as hell? You said Descendants. The first thing I thought of was that stupid Disney crap.
I had a feeling. But the other thing for me is I think the kicker. The kicker for me with Somewhere Over the Rainbow, the tropical version, has to be the TV show ER. Because they killed Anthony Edwards' character, and his death scene is pretty much set to that song. So I'm just like, okay, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm done. I can't listen to the song because I'm like, oh, shit, who died now? What horrible, depressing things. So that's kind of how I feel about Lava. Is just, you know, the it's just the fact that there's this happy song, but it's him basically being lonely as hell. And oh, there's a female volcano. Oh wow, that's cool. Oh shit, but he's slowly sinking into the ocean. It's like my wife started crying, and I'm just looking at this, and I'm like, what is with this emotional trauma? The hell, dude? What the hell, Pixar? So it's like we get a happy ending, but I'm like, you almost made us think that this was going to end with the guy dying, with our singing volcano dying. What is the matter with you? What is the wrong with you that you did this? Seriously. I mean, yes, I'm like, the happy ending, I'm not going, woohoo, happy ending. I'm like, yeah, you damn well better give us a happy ending. Yeah, you're not going to give us no freaking depressing ending with the freaking volcano just like crumbling to dust on the ocean floor, unloved. Hell no.
Yeah.
Like, that's my feeling on. So yeah, it's not that, you know, it's not that it wasn't a cute little short. It's just that, yeah, I, you know, having my wife crying next to me and just kind of watching frustratingly as this guy is happy singing while the potential love of his life is like up on the surface and he's almost dead on the ocean floor. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Really? The hell? What's the matter with you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not letting the movie itself off the hook. You know, because what do we get? We get, you know, it's like, hey, you know, I mean, just I hope you don't mind me jumping ahead. Go ahead. Because, yeah, in the film, like, at one point, you know, we have Joy and Sadness getting separated, and Joy ends up in with Bing Bong in, like, this, I don't know, Well of Lost Souls thing. Like, basically, in this bottomless, in this giant pit that is supposed to just make things be gone forever from your memory. And, you know, they find, like, this little contraption, and they're trying to use it to, like, jump up to the ledge, and they're trying to use happy thoughts, so they're singing this song that Riley used to sing when she was a little kid, and it's like, oh, you know, they can just, if they just get up there, they can make it, and oh, everything's gonna be okay, but they keep missing. And then you have this look of realization from Bing Bong that, uh-oh, we're gonna have to jettison some weight. So that scene comes on, and I'm like, oh, no, fuck you. No. You're gonna have Bing Bong do a sacrifice play. I'm like, fuck you, Pixar, what the hell?
And all I can think of is, jettison some weight or we'll never make it back to Cybertron. Yeah. You heard Astro Train.
Yeah, there you
go. What's it going to be?
Yes.
I say survival of the fittest. All in favor? Aye. Against? Nay. The ayes have it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically that's what happened. You know, we had some jettison some weight thing, so it's like, hey kids, look at Bing Bong sacrifice himself. He's dead now. Goodbye. And I'm just like, what the? I'm like, damn it, man. Damn it, Pixar.
It's not the character that I really dislike or like or whatever, but anytime any Richard Kind character gets to get killed, I'm happy. I hate all of his role. Like, Mark on Mad About You is the most annoying television character of the 90s. He's more annoying to me than Urkel.
Is he more annoying than Janice?
Which Janice?
The one that dated Chandler Bing.
On Friends?
Yep.
I wouldn't know, because that entire show pisses me off. I hate that show.
I'm going to have to find you a YouTube clip of Janice from Friends and send it to you.
I mean, okay, so I'll put it to you in this context. Mark on Mad About You is more annoying than Phoebe on Friends. And Phoebe's pretty annoying.
Actually, I like Phoebe a little bit.
Yeah. So yeah, Bing Bong sacrifices himself. You know, just kind of like how, you know, other sacrifices are made in 7, 8, 9 and all that stuff. Well, we don't know about 9 yet, but... I know. I'm an evil Sith Lord.
Yeah. Well, you probably already have people on the internet now like, yeah, we don't know about 9, but you better not kill 3PO! Damn you, please. Disney! You better not blow up R2, you know? Oh my god, you're numb eaten by the Rancor! What is the matter with you?
They can have 3PO blown up as long as nothing happens to R2. I'm good. I like R2. Because R2 and BB-8 need to, you know, have more adventures together.
R2-D2 BB-8 buddy cop movie.
Yep, pretty much. Absolutely.
So who's going to be like the really... Who's going to be like the straight man? Who's going to be the one that's like crazy? Mel Gibson crazy.
Yeah, it would probably be R2.
As the straight guy or the Gibson?
The crazy. It would probably be R2. Have you seen all of the? I think I showed these to you last time we did a podcast together. The Star Wars blips, where it's mainly BB-8, but it's animated stuff with them doing various things with BB-8 and R2.
No, you didn't show me, but somebody else has shown me that.
Oh my god, I love those things. They need to do more of those. I love that so much. You have no idea.
So do you want that instead of Legends of the Force?
Legends of the what?
Or the Legends of the Force or something. It's like the little Star Wars shorts that have the different heroes. They focused on like, they focused a lot on the female heroes.
No, just give me the robots. That's all I need is the robots.
you don't need more Rey. You just need more of the robots. Okay. Yeah. All right. No. All right.
I mean, we could probably use certain robot parts on Rey, but anyway. Yeah, that went dark, didn't it, folks? Okay, Inside Out, Pixar.
Forget talking about making Rey a Borg.
She would be the Borg Queen.
Oh, jeez.
Talk about some first contact.
Yeah, you're handling those emails, buddy.
Emails? What emails? We don't get emails here. Right.
Whatever you say, dude.
I don't even remember the last time I got an email to read on air. I don't even remember the last time I got a new iTunes review for this show to read on air. It's probably like 4 years ago at this point. Is anybody even listening to this crap?
They probably are. They probably are and trying to find a message board to just seethe and rage.
Thankfully, we don't do that.
What's this we, Himasabi?
No, we as in the GCRN, dummy.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have a message board. We have a forum for staff stuff, but we, like, if people want to comment on the post, which nobody ever comments on any of my content that I put out, so it's not like it really matters.
Do you want a hug?
No.
We're talking Inside Out. We're talking emotions. Do you need a hug?
My inner Lewis Black is just exploding with anger and resentment at this point, folks. I've been at this almost 10 years. Anyway, Inside Out, it's a great little film. I do really, really enjoy it. Any negatives it does have, the positives outweigh it by a million.
Well, I mean, I gotta be honest, any negatives that I might have with it are born more just out of, again, the fact that Pixar wants to make you feel.
Yeah.
They will make you feel things. It's unavoidable.
Yeah.
It's unavoidable. It's your destiny. You're gonna feel things with a Pixar movie. You know, bring tissues, hug your loved one. If you saw it with, you know, if you didn't see it with your loved one, I don't know why you wouldn't, but, you know, just right as you're walking out the theater, give them a call, tell them how much you love them, you know, just say how much you cherish them, because, yeah, Pixar's going to make you do that.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And the other great thing about this is the Michael Giacchino score. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
His Pixar stuff is so good. I mean, he just does such a great, great job, and the score for this is so fun. It's just such a good, good score. What would you give Inside Out 0 to 5 for a rating?
I would say a 4.
Mm-hmm.
A 4, and by the way, I do sympathize with the clown at the party. When we get into his emotions, and it's like 4 years of drama college for this, you know, it's like, I believe me, as someone who tried their hand at performing, yeah, I did have those moments of like, I studied drama, I've been on stage, what the F?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad drama clown.
Sad drama, yeah. Well, and then there's the goth kid.
Yep. All right, folks, I know it's been a short-ish, long-ish journey here of emotionally filled, charged stuff.
I don't think anybody would want to hear us, like, just, you know, crying and just being like, oh my god, this is so bad.
Yeah, no, that's why, yeah, I love anger so much, because he's the comedy of the movie.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, come back with final thoughts and teasing up the next episode after this.
Dacian, the superhero webcomic. Dacian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, drama, mayhem, and more, read it now at Dacian.com. Dacian.com. And for the new Dacian podcast, go to patreon.com/Dacian.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk.
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
All right, folks, we are back here on TuneCast Beyond, episode 80. Quick notes before we get out of here. There are no future plans for Inside Out or any Pixar sequels for their past films because they want to go in a new direction and create new and whatever, and that's
great.
We are
getting some sequels.
Not for Inside Out, according to what I'm looking
at
here.
Okay, no sequel for Inside Out, thank God. But we are getting Wreck-It Ralph 2, we're getting Incredibles 2, we're getting Toy Story 4.
Okay, yes, those, but...
Like, that's a... But, yeah beyond that.
Yeah. In a July 2016 interview, of course this was last year, but obviously it's changed a little bit, President Jim Morris said that while demand for a sequel is high, the company has committed its resources to several original movie concepts from June 7th, 2019 onward. So, pretty much after 2019, no more sequels.
So, you know what? I got my Incredibles sequel, so I'm happy.
When's that come out? Next year?
Yep.
Yep. All right.
Yep, they already have the teaser out for it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember seeing that. Did you know that there is a lawsuit thing with Inside Out?
Really?
On June 19th, 2017, Denise Daniels filed a lawsuit against Disney and Pixar for breach of contract. Daniels had been working on a creative project, The Moodsters, with a theme similar to Inside Out, and had discussed prospects of a TV production with Disney and Pixar. She's 2 years too late, honestly. Like, really, seriously, you may have been talking with them and they may have taken part of your idea and ran with it, but it's Disney fighting their lawyers, fighting them in general. You're not going to win.
Yeah, the best she could hope for is that they do like something under the table and, you know, just toss
pay
some money
her off
out and be like, but it's not... The best you can hope for is that because they're not going to be going oh crap, this woman wants to sue us. They're going to be like, because I mean, hell, if they could weather a lawsuit saying that Lion King is a ripoff of Kimba the White Lion.
Yeah.
If they can weather that, they can weather this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that I don't feel for her. It's not that I side with the Mouse House. It's that this is just the reality of it.
Absolutely. Well, that, and I mean, come on. Like, if what's his name that tried to sue the Fast and the Furious franchise saying he had the idea first or whatever, the hell that was, you're like, if he can't win, this chick isn't going to win against Disney. I don't know.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to promote here in 2018 since we are in the new year at this point?
Well, still, you know, Keeping It Reals and Let's Be Reals is still going strong, and we've got some cool stuff in the new year. Can't do any details yet, but, you know, also I have something really cool that should be coming out soon. Again, I can't haven't got as we record this. I don't have the go ahead. But you know, believe me, I think as soon as I have, I'm gonna share it on TFG on Mike's Twitter and you know and with the Geekcast Radio Network and everything. And hell, maybe even be able to talk about it like actually in depth, like in one of the podcasts or something.
Cool.
Maybe even get some people to come in with me.
Cool,
but
cool,
yeah,
there is some cool
stuff coming up. I mean, that's all I can say right now.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us here on TuneCast Beyond. And of course, we invite you to get in contact with us and leave feedback for the show. There's several ways to do this. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, and comment on the episode posts. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter at TuneCastBeyond, at GCR and TuneCast are the show Twitters. I am at TF2 and Mike. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. What is your Twitter?
Yep, still going by White Balloon King, WHTBLLN, King, because why? Twitter only gives, like, only so much for characters, so I couldn't do the whole thing. Had to take out some vowels.
You might want to check now, because I think they increased their character limit on the actual posts for Twitter. They might have changed it for the usernames, too.
I think the at is I'll need to check on the at part. I know that the I know that the actual name part that they've extended it. Like I actually played around a bit with my name, called myself Eduardo Fryer the First. Mm-hmm. Actually, kind of that's a Game of Thrones thing, but yeah, I'll have to check that. See if I can finally add those missing vowels, or if they're gonna be like, nope. Nope, it's set in stone. Screw you.
This isn't Wheel of Fortune. You can't buy any vowels anymore.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Become a fan on Facebook at facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. We hope you enjoyed this episode of TuneCast Beyond and wish you'll join us next time when we will be giving you our thoughts on X-Men The Animated Series Season 5. For now, I am TF2 and Mike with
Eduardo and Fryer.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
What makes us like we are, anyway?
Gamma rays, pollution, ozone depletion, television, progress, lousy luck. You sure make a lot of noise.